Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to God Still Heals. This is Evangelist Kathy Kendall, and we are so glad to be on the air with you tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We want to thank God for Smile3E and Evangelist Kaiser that makes this possible for us to be on the air and share with you. We want to ask you to look forward to an upcoming conference with the Churches of Philadelphia. It's going to be March 8th through the 11th. There's a dynamic lineup of men and women of God to pour into God's people, and we want you to come out and be a part of that with us. That's, again, March 8th through the 11th, and you can give us a call at area code 312-450-9476. For more information. It's going to be held on Mannheim Road in Irving Park at the beautiful Sheraton Hotel, and that's with our Apostle Sandra Thomas. Amen. We want to give honor to our pastor tonight, Pastor Antoine Thomas, the pastor of Fountains of Living Waters Church. We thank God for his leadership, his ability to see, and his humbleness. Amen. It's an awesome thing to have leaders that can see and hear. And we thank God for ears that can hear and a heart to obey. Tonight we're going to talk about just that, humbleness and the ability to obey God, the desire to obey him, to do his will no matter what. Won't you join me in a word of prayer? Father, we thank you and we magnify you. You're so good, you're so marvelous. God, thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you've spoken, God, every word that you've given. Thank you, Father, that none of it falls to the ground, that your word does not return unto you void, but that it accomplishes that you sent it out to do. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you tonight for each and every listener, for every household that's represented, for every state that's represented on tonight that would come and tune in and listen to what you have to say to them. Father, we ask you for ears to hear. Father, we declare your word, knowing that it's true, that we would have ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey in the name of Jesus. For your glory's sake, we take dominion over every deaf spirit, over every blind spirit, in the name of Jesus. We render them helpless. We bind them and cast them down in your Son Jesus' name. And it is so, and so it is, because the word says so. God has been impressing upon me that the need for humbleness is just a requirement of his, that we cannot continue to move and operate in the spirit of pride and allow it to have its way in our life, that we have to, we being Christians, we being myself, we being you, that we have to walk humbly, because in order to do what his word says, we cannot allow pride, we cannot allow but I was right, we cannot allow those things to supersede his word and his will. Impatience, thinking that we're right, knowledge. Notice I said knowledge and not wisdom. And I'm talking about book knowledge. The ability to know how something is done in the natural does not mean that you know how it should be done in God's house or how it should be done with in conjunction with his people. I was asking God about the spirit of pride because I'm asking him continually to uncover everything in my life that would hinder me from doing his perfect will. And people of God, I'm telling you that we have to have an ear to hear. We have to decide that God said in his word that he would give us pastors after his own heart, that he gave us a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, not of the sinner, but of the saints. He decided that the fivefold ministry was necessary for the perfecting of the saints. So that in itself says that we don't have it all together. That in itself says we have not arrived. That in itself says we need one another, that we need help, and that we should be able to receive from our brothers and sisters in Christ. Whether there's a bishop or an apostle, whether it's the pastor or the evangelist, whether it's the teacher or the prophet, we need to be able to receive, not predicated on how they've lived or what we know about them, but predicated by the ability to hear truth, by the ability to know when God is using them to speak. And anytime someone says something to us, we have to be able to say, but is it truth? Not how they said it, not the volume that they said it at, not why they said it, not dissect their life, but is it true? Is what that person shared with us true? Pride will stand in the way and say, but they can't say that because of A, B, C. And that thing will stop you from growing. It'll stop me from growing. At least it'll try to. But God has given us power and authority over all of our enemies, including the spirit of pride. Including the spirit that stands in self-righteousness and says, no, I'm not going to hear that from you, though. I'm not going to receive that from you. In the Bible, we find that there's a passage of scripture that talks about the donkey that saved the prophet's life. And oftentimes I've heard preachers talk about that, and they talk about it with the sense of, and when he finished, he was still a donkey. And that's very true. The Bible doesn't say he changed into anything else. However, I think we make light of that, that the issue here is that we have to be able to hear from someone no matter what, that we've got to be able to hear truth. And the way that we know when we hear truth is when it lines up with God's word. We can take whatever is said to us to God and say, Father, this is what they said. And I can guarantee you the bottom line is going to be, is it true, though? Is it true? God doesn't deal with us according to the volume that it was said to us at. It doesn't matter how that person has lived. God will use anyone to spare you if you let him. He'll use anyone to warn you if you let him. The question is, do you have an ear to hear? Do you have the desire for truth? Are you willing to choose humility over pride? Are you willing to say it doesn't matter right or wrong what you've done or haven't done? What matters is this thing that you're exposing in my life, is it true? And I guarantee you that the enemy is going to major in the minor things to cause you to overlook the large thing. He wants to talk about they shouldn't have said it like that. He wants to talk about they shouldn't have said it in front of so-and-so, so-and-so. He wants to talk about all of the small things, but he doesn't want to talk about the fact that he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't want to talk about the fact that the only thing he wants you to do is to miss the truth so that you stay in the same place repeating the same thing over and over again. But you have the right to be free. You have the blood brought right from Jesus Christ to be free. And how do we be free? By hearing the truth. The truth will make you free. It will. Why? Because in that truth, I can say, God, there's a problem here. There's a spot here. There's a blemish here, and I need you to remove it. There's a weak place here, and you said that I was strong. God, there's a deaf place here, and you said I could hear. There's a blind place here, and you said that I could see. And we can take those truths to him and say, God, I need you to fix this. I need you to regulate this. I'm up and down. I'm moving by my emotions. I'm walking in a place of carnality, and the enemy is trying to kill. Oh my God. But we can choose the road of humility, saying, God, I need some help. I don't know how to get out of this. I'm tangled up and I don't know how to stop. And God then can deal with us at that place of truth. But if we stand in a place of pride, then we feed that spirit of deafness. Then we feed that spirit of blindness. us because we keep choosing error willingly. We keep choosing not to deal with the things that we keep choosing to deal with the things that are small and minute that don't matter. And we're not dealing with the source of that thing. We're not dealing with really you've got an all in your heart against your sister. And God said leave all of that at the altar. But he doesn't want anything from you until you go and get that thing right with him or her. We don't want to deal with that. We want to deal with what they said and how they said and they low down. But they're low down and then you're being low down. So then what difference does it make? What sets you apart? What sets I apart from the world? What makes our standards different? What are we doing to embrace the Christianity that we say we have? What are we doing to embrace that spirit of Christ? What are we doing different? Do we look just like them? Uh-huh. Do we look like the people that we're saying that we're trying to help? But I know that the Bible will teach us and show us that the blind can't help the blind, that they'll both fall into a ditch, my God in heaven. But you can choose, I can choose humility, which says I'm in trouble, humility that says I'm somewhere and I can't get from this place, and cry out to God. And he said that if we, his people, he didn't say a sinner, he said if my people who are called by my name, that if those people that are calling on me, those people that say that I'm their God, that if they turn from their wicked ways, he said, then if you fast and pray, he didn't just say turn, but he said fast and pray. So then repentance with an action of sacrifice, of fasting and praying, he said, then I'm going to hear. Then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. What land? I'll heal the land of your heart. I'll heal the land of your mind. I'll heal the land of your emotions. Why? Because you've turned from that place. Because you've prayed. Because you've fasted. Meaning that I've cried out to God. I've emptied out to him the places that I'm in trouble. I've told him the truth about the places that I'm at. I've come before him naked and said, God, I can't do this. Least you do it, I'm going to fall short. You know, it's amazing to me that we can know by having a sense of reading the Word of God and still miss it, still be deaf, that the men and women of God can stand and teach it. We will agree with what they're saying and miss it because of pride, because of an ought in our hearts. And we still won't take it to God. We'll still walk around with that thing inside of us, acting as if the enemy is not roaring, if he's not seeking whom he can devour. People of God, this is the day. This is the hour for turning. This is the time to repent, to go away from those wicked ways. This is the time. This is the day and the hour to cry loud and spare not. This is the hour to have an ear to hear. This is the hour to obey. This is the hour for humility, that pride does not bring sudden destruction in our lives. That we can declare the word of God and stand on it. Not just saying it, but knowing of a surety that God is going to complete the good work that he's begun in us. To stand on it, that irregardless of what I face today, hallelujah, glory to his name, that I know that he's a keeper, that I know that he promised that he would never leave me and that he would never forsake me. That he would be with me, lo, even until the very end. That I have an answer for the hope that lies within me. That I don't have to give up. That I don't have to throw in the towel. That I have a choice. Pride says you don't have a choice, but humility has a choice. I can choose. I can choose to love you anyway. I can choose to do what the Bible says. I can choose to go to God and empty out and say, Father, there's things here that I don't know what to do with. I don't know where to place them. There's places, God, that my heart's been broken, that I need you to heal. That there's places, God, where my emotions, whether it be anger,
anger and rage, whether it be sadness, there's a range, God, and I don't know how to stop it, that we can lay it on the altar. And the God of Jehovah, hallelujah, the only living God, the one who gave his son for our sins, that God will heal, hallelujah, that he will heal today, that today you can be healed. Today I can be healed. Today the body can be made whole. Hallelujah. The mind can be made whole. The emotions can be made whole today. We don't have to walk around with that baggage, not even one more second. Glory to God. But we can give it to our Father, that we can lay aside every weight that so easily beset us, that we can take everything to him in prayer, that we can cast our burdens on him, because he said that his yoke was easy and that his burden was light, that he would give rest to those that were heavy laden. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of God. People of God, if we're doing the same thing the world is doing, then we've walked away from the benefits of God. Then we've walked away from his order and his desire, because he said in his word that it was his desire that we be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospers, that he wants our emotions to be whole. He doesn't want us up and down, in and out. Glory to God. It doesn't have to be so. He doesn't want us sick and then well and then sick again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He doesn't want you angry and enraged and uncontrollable and then the next day you're all right. But you can walk with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Glory to God. For he said that anger rests in the bosom of a fool. And that a fool has said in his heart that there is no God. But I'm here to tell you that God is a strong deliverer. He is a strong deliverer. I will not come away from that. I will not cast that away. I will not sell that. Hallelujah. That God is a strong deliverer and that he will complete the good work that he's begun in you. He will complete the good work that he's begun in me. What we have to do is lay our hearts open before him and say, God, here I am in all of this. Here I am with all of this, and I can't do anything about it. I need you to fix it. I need you to make it right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need a new heart. I need you to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Father, I need the spirit of fasting to destroy the yokes, because you said that these kind come out only by fasting and prayer. Some of us are praying and we're not fasting, and some are fasting and not praying. But he said in his word, he said prayer and fasting. Glory to God. Turning away. God, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this anymore. I know that you're able to keep me. I know you're able to keep my mind. I know that you're able to remove this hatred. I know that you're able to remove this anger. I know you're able to mend this broken heart, because your word says it. Hallelujah. God, I know you're able to make me whole, and I'm not going to let go until you do. I'm not going to stop until you do. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jacob rested all night long, but he didn't let go. Hallelujah. And he was blessed for it. His name was changed. Hallelujah. He was strengthened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, I want you to know of a surety that you and I don't have to give up, but that if you hold on, glory to God, that if you hold on to God, hallelujah, not onto foolishness, not onto how they said it, not onto why they said it, hallelujah, glory to God, but if you hold on to the word of God, thank you, Father, that if you continue to cry out, God promised that he would hear you. If you turn from your wicked ways, if we turn from our wicked ways, if we fast and pray, then he will hear us and he will heal our land. Glory to God. If we refuse the benefits of pride, if we refuse the benefits of the enemy's tools, if we choose kingdom over carnality, if we choose kingdom over religion, glory to God, then we're going to make make the right choice, if we choose humility over pride, hallelujah, it doesn't matter if you're right and you end up in hell, hallelujah, because of unforgiveness and art in your heart. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they said, how they said it. God said that we have to forgive them, that he be able to forgive us. He said, for who has not sinned, let him cast the first stone. I know you're walking and think you haven't sinned. You don't think your sin is as bad as the murderer. You don't think that your sin is as bad as the fornicator. Glory to God. But God doesn't have a big sin and a little sin. Your lie is the same as the one who killed. It is. Your treachery is the same. Hallelujah. The lot of it is the same. The consequences of it is the same. He said not a blemish. Hallelujah. He said not a wrinkle, not a spot or wrinkle. Glory to God. The only way not to have a spot or a wrinkle is to stay in his presence, to walk in the place of the spirit and not in the carnal. Hallelujah. The only way to do that is to consistently stay in God's face. Hallelujah. Repenting and turning, fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not minoring in the also, not majoring in minors. Not looking at the little things, but get the root of that thing. God, why is this still in my heart? Get it out of my heart, God, because when my heart changes, hallelujah, my mouth is going to change. When my heart changes, my behavior is going to change. When my heart changes, my giving is going to change. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I know, had Jesus not died for me, for you, then we wouldn't have a way. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's only because of the sacrifice that he made is there a way, and that way is forgiving. It's letting go of. Hallelujah. That way is a humble way. Not a way of pride. It's not a way that's blind, but it's a way that can see. It's a way that's full of compassion and love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because in love, hallelujah, thank you, God, that love is patient. Love covers a multitude of sin. Now, I'm talking about love for our brothers and our sisters. I'm talking about that you know when you need love and you know when you need mercy, but unwilling, unwilling to give that same love, unwilling to give that same mercy. That's why God said that you're going to be met with that same judgment. Glory to God. But people of God, I'm here to tell you tonight that God is still healing. He's still setting free. He's still delivering. You can give him that thing, that very thing that you're holding on to, that thing that the enemy has made you think that you can't let go of. But tonight you can let go of it. Tonight you can cry out to God and say, Father, I'm turning from this. I'm turning from this unforgiveness. I'm turning from this place of judgment. God, I'm turning from this place of untruth. I'm turning from this place of lie. I'm turning from this place of immaturity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm turning from this place of pride. I'm turning from this place of anger. God, I'm letting it go. Hallelujah. I'm letting it go. I'm no longer empowering my captive. Hallelujah. But I walk in the freedom and the liberty of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you that I can forgive and be forgiven. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I think about David, hallelujah, glory to God, that David turned, he repented, hallelujah, glory to God, that he then was the apple of God's eye. There was consequences for his sin, but they didn't keep him out of heaven, hallelujah, glory to God, they didn't keep him from being God's apple of his eye, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But David wouldn't touch Saul. No matter what Saul did. Hallelujah. He wouldn't touch him. People of God, we need to go back to the place of honoring. Hallelujah. That no matter what, I won't touch God's servant. Hallelujah. No matter what, I won't touch him. Hallelujah. No matter what. Hallelujah. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. I'm not going to touch God's man. I'm not going to touch God's woman. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pride will try and take your promise. Hallelujah. But you can choose humility. It's a choice of life and death. Pride is the way to death, and humility is the way to life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Choose humility today. Hallelujah. Won't you choose humility with me today? Hallelujah. That we're going to choose the road to see, the road to hear. Hallelujah. That we're going to choose the narrow way, because broad is the way to destruction. Broad has a lot of gray in it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we're going to choose the narrow gate. We're going to choose that gate, the one that's narrow, that straight gate that leads to life and that life more abundantly. Hallelujah. We're choosing to obey the word of God. We're choosing to be lovers of the truth on tonight. Hallelujah. We're choosing it. It doesn't matter how you say it. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It doesn't matter the volume that you said it in. It doesn't even matter what your intent of it was. Hallelujah. But my job is to take it and say, but is there any truth in it concerning me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there any truth in it concerning me? That's what humility will do. Hallelujah. Pride and self-righteousness, it'll do some other stuff with it. But that those things are set there to keep you in bondage. They're set there to keep me in bondage. But today we can choose. Hallelujah. And we're choosing humility. Today we're choosing humility. Hallelujah. Over pride. Thank you, God. That we choose humility. Hallelujah. Because humility can ask. Thank you, God. Humility doesn't have anything to prove. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Humility doesn't have a reputation. Thank you, Father. Humility is that dead walk. Humility is that next death. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you, God. Thank you. Humility, people of God. Humility will take us, hallelujah, to the high places. Thank you, Father. Humility. Humbleness will ask questions. Humility won't make assumptions. Thank you, Father. But it will give you. It will give you the ability to choose life. In humbleness, I can choose to forgive. In humbleness, I'm choosing to love instead of hate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In humbleness, I know that all things work together for my good. Hallelujah. Because I'm called of him and because I love him. Thank you, Lord. Humbleness, true humility, will always take truth and apply it to self first. True humbleness will always give my sister and my brother the benefit of the doubt, knowing that it's their desire, just like mine, to please God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're choosing humility today. We're choosing humbleness. I thank God that he would take the time to tell us that pride brings forth sudden destruction, and that we don't have to choose it.
We don't. We can choose the route of humility. In Psalms 45:4 it says, "And your majesty ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds." Proverbs 11:2 says that when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Thank you, God. Before downfall, the heart is haughty. It's proud. But humility comes before honor. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Zephaniah 2:3 says, "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. You who do what he commands, seek righteousness. Seek humility. You will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger." Acts 20:19 says, "I serve the Lord with great humility and with tears and in the midst of severe testing. I still serve with great humility." 2 Corinthians 10:1 says that by humility and gentleness of Christ, my God, can we imitate Christ's humility? Can we imitate the humility of Christ? He didn't do anything wrong, ever. He didn't commit any sin. That's not our testimony, but that was his. And yet he was still humble. Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above ourselves." Colossians warns us of false humility. It says, "Don't let anyone delight in false humility. For such a person also goes into great detail about what they've seen. They're puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind." And we know that an unspiritual mind is a mind that's carnal. It can't even receive or understand the things of God. It says self-regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship. Their false humility and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. That's false humility. But as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, we clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience. We do. We clothe ourselves with it, meaning that it's there. It's around everything. We clothe ourselves with it. In James 3:13, it talks about wisdom. It says, "Who is wise in understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." 1 Peter 5:5 says, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Oh, my God. If we go back and look at the verse prior, in verse 4, it says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you,
clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. It takes humility, women and men of God. Humility. I'm looking for that translation in the Message Bible. If you bear with me for just a moment, I want to read 1 Peter 5, 4 through 6 to you in the Message Bible. It says, when God, who is the best shepherd of all, comes out in the open with his rule, he will see that you've done it right and commend you lavishly. And you who are younger must follow your leaders, but all of you, leaders and followers alike, are to be down to earth with each other. For God has had it with the proud, but takes delight in just plain people. So be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. God is awesome and mighty all by himself, and he loves us so much. And when we love him, it'll cause us to obey him. It will. And when we find ourselves in a place of disobedience, then all we need to do is go back to God and ask him, let me do my first works again. Because obviously there's something wrong with my love walk with you, because I'm willfully walking in a place of disobedience. When we recognize it, we repent. And we turn from that way. And we turn from that way, we fast and we pray, and God will hear us. He will. And he will heal us. And the difference will be automatic. You'll see it. It won't be something that will be done in the closet. It won't be something that will be hidden. That when a change takes place, that God makes. I'm not talking about man's change. When God transforms us, it's obvious. It's very, 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 very obvious. If we go back to Proverbs 15 and 33, it says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. When we're humble, we don't have a problem in honoring our sisters and our brothers. We don't have a problem in honoring leadership. It'll be very, very obvious, because humility is not going to care what another person thinks about them being humble, because it's a part of them. It's not something that's phony. It's not an act that's put on. That's really how they are. And I want to encourage on today that we choose the humble way, that we choose to resist pride, that we resist it in our thoughts, in our actions, we resist it in our giving, that we resist it every place that it would show up, and that we pull down, that we cast down every thought and high imagination that exalts itself against the word of God. That haughty and lofty thoughts, my God in heaven, do you really think that someone has all day to think about you? Really? That we cast those thoughts down, and that we choose to walk in the mature place of God. Humility is a
mature place. It is. Because humility knows how to suffer wrong and keep moving. Humility knows how to love, embrace, engage, comprehend with all saints. It does. Humility knows how to do that, knows how to do that, and it does it. It does it consistently. Humility is not something that we take off. It's a part of us. It's in us. Glory to God. As surely as you would not strip in Madison Street, is the same way you wouldn't pull off humility in the house of God. As his sons and his daughters, we're clothed in humility. And when we find ourselves not clothed in it, we need to go to our Father and ask for that garment, that we would be able to comprehend with all saints, that we would be able to love right, to live right, hallelujah, to forgive right. We would. Because my assumption is not that you don't want to please God. I believe that the people of God want to please God. I believe that we want to obey him and serve him with everything that is within us. Glory to his name. As we begin to close tonight in prayer, I'm asking you that if you know pride is one of your enemies, tonight we decapitate him. Tonight we cast him out. Tonight we declare that it is over and that pride does not have a right in our lives any longer. That we choose humility. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Father, thank you for the words that you've given us tonight. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden. Thank you for your word that accomplishes that you sent it out to do, that it returns to you fulfilled. Thank you, God. Father, for every person that's listening on tonight, for every person that's under the sound of my voice, God, that pride would be eradicated out of every place in our lives. That you would cause the enemy of pride to walk buck naked in our lives. That it would be undeniable. That we would be able to see it. Father, that you would expose it in every thought, in every deed. In the name of Jesus. That there would be no place for pride to hide in us, not in our thoughts, not in our actions, not in our emotions, not in our conversation. God, no place at all. Father, that we renounce pride today in the name of Jesus. We cast it out of its hiding place in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, Father, that we could cast out every demon and every devil. And we cast out every demonic force of pride in the name of Jesus. Out of every thought, out of every mind, out of every emotion, out of every heart, out of every soul, in the name of Jesus. Pride must go now in the name of Jesus. And we lose humility, the true humility of God. We lose it into our hearts, our mind, and our souls, into our emotions. We lose humbleness, humility for your glory, God. That we would be clothed in humility. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. that no weapon of pride formed against us shall prosper. We choose to submit. We choose humbleness. Thank you, Lord. We choose to prefer our brothers and our sisters over ourselves. We choose to honor. Thank you, Father. We choose, if God, make us ever so mindful of the choice that you've given us. We thank you, Father, that the fear of you is the instruction of wisdom. And that before honor is humility. Thank you. We thank you that by humility and fear of you, of the Lord, our riches, honor, and life. Father, we thank you that we choose to serve you with all humility of mind. Hallelujah. And that no matter what comes or goes, Father, that we still declare humility. God, we thank you that we glorify you on today for removing every place of pride in our lives and for clothing us with humility. Thank you, God. Thank you that we have life and that life more abundantly because we choose humility. Thank you, God, that we choose it willingly. Thank you. Thank you for the benefits of humility. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for riches. Thank you for honor. Thank you, God, for the benefits of humility. Thank you. Thank you for sparing us, God, from sudden destruction. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true and that it accomplishes that which you sent it out to do. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, thank you for healing us today. Thank you for taking us to the mature place. Thank you, God. Thank you for making us whole. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's none like you nowhere. You're awesome and you're mighty. We thank you for our freedom. We thank you for the liberty. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you for humbleness. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. And it is so in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, remember, fast and pray. Hallelujah. Continue to turn and know that God still heals. God bless you. This is Evangelist Kathy Kendall, and we want you to remember that God still heals. Good night, and God bless you.